One afternoon about 15 years ago, Lincoln Chafee and Scott Avedisian hiked up to the top of the parking garage at Green State Airport. As jets lifted off, they looked at the huge swatches of undeveloped land nearby. Both quickly came to the same conclusion. Someday this is going to be some of the most valuable land in Rhode Island, said Avedisian, who was then the new Warwick mayor. Now that vision is gaining traction. The area surrounding the airport, branded City Center, is home to about $300 million in new investments in hotels, shopping attractions, offices, and residences. In a state where every day brings a new report about the Rhode Island business climate being so bad that companies are fleeing the Ocean State, the Warwick story is an instructive lesson in how government investments lead to economic activity and jobs. Avedisian has been Warwick mayor since 2000. He's been a constant in the rebirth of the area. It's refreshing to speak to him about the Warwick boom. Unlike so much of the I, me, and myself culture that infects our state's politicians, Avedisian acknowledges that this success took the cooperation of a passel of Rhode Island political figures and a strong dose of patience. The Warwick rejuvenation started with a bold move by Governor Bruce Sundland in the 1990s. Despite a recession and the gloom of the credit union collapse, Sundland pushed the plan to rebuild the airport and make it a modern transportation hub. There were many skeptics, but Sundland recognized the need for a strong airport as the foundation for business growth. Warwick residents have long had a fraught relationship with the airport. In the neighborhoods around Green, noise from jets taking off has always been a prickly issue, interrupting sleep and backyard barbecues. Much of the land around the airport was polluted, the legacy of the manufacturing era. It took gobs of federal money and state environmental approvals to restore these so-called brownfields so that development could occur. Avedisian says that Lincoln Chafee, then a member of the U.S. Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, was instrumental in securing the federal support for cleaning up the area and extending the Amtrak train service to the airport hub. The entire Washington delegation deserves credit because they were all strong supporters, says Avedisian. Avedisian also cited contributions from former Governor Lincoln Almond, Senator John Chafee, and Dr. Kathleen Hittner, who was appointed chairwoman of the airport corporation when Lincoln Chafee became governor. Avedisian credits Hittner for turning things around. A succession of Warwick mayors also played a role in running city government well and setting Warwick on a path to a solvent pension system for police and fire department retirees. Even more remarkable, Warwick's development blossom is occurring without the tax incentives and government subsidies to developers that too often seem to be the price of progress in other Rhode Island communities. Sure, government had a role to play with the transportation and environmental investments, but now the private sector is footing the bill for all the millions of dollars in new construction. Some in Rhode Island's insular political community label Avedisian mayor for life. Clearly, his 15 years as mayor are a stellar argument against term limits. Continuity can be a fulcrum for progress. Among his accomplishments, establishing policies with the planning department to ensure speedy decisions on development proposals. There were halts and sputtering stops along the way. Yet now Warwick has more hotel rooms than either Providence or Newport. Avedisian says one of those hotels, the Hilton Garden, built on land once polluted, had the highest occupancy rate of any Rhode Island hotel last year. Warwick, of course, is not without problems. The city's school population has declined from about 20,000 to 9,000 students over a generation. Closing schools is always a wrenching process, and some residents aren't going to be pleased with the results. But in a state that has too many communities staggering under the weight of high taxes and bloated legacy pension costs, are there any urban mayors who wouldn't trade places with Avedisian?